Thanks for listening to the Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One.
Give me the news with Grad. News with Gino Grad. Breaking viral. All those crazy Trump tweets. Give me news with Gino Grad. Trouble in the Middle East. Celebrity drunk meltdowns. Need news with Gino Grad.
The news with Gina Grad.
This half of the show brought to you by Simply Safe and Tommy John and Geico. And now the news with Gina Grad.
Well, USA Today reports that the former nurse accused of having sex with and impregnating an incapacitated woman under his care entered a not guilty plea Tuesday in Maricopa County Superior Court.
The shaggy defense.
Yep, wasn't me. The arraignment hearing was 36-year-old Nathan Sutherland's first public court appearance since Phoenix police announced they matched his DNA to the child born to a 29-year-old female patient at the Hacienda Healthcare facility last month.
He's still on board with him being an RN, like a registered nurse. This guy's an orderly.
He's scheduled to appear March 19th for a pretrial conference. Now, during the initial appearance, Sutherland's attorney said
if he doesn't go to jail, I got a job for him.
Oh, yeah?
His job is...
Nurse?
No, obviously cannot work in that environment anymore. But if something happens, like you're a governor and a picture of you in a Klan outfit or something comes out,
say
you just get that guy just flies to you and he just stands next to you all the time. And for the next, he just shadows you for like the next week and you're doing press conferences. Right. And at some point, someone goes, what's this guy? Hey, man, tell him what you did. Tell him your story. Okay. Okay, so you had sex with an incapacitated lady while at work and impregnated her. Okay. All right. I put on a bathrobe with a dunce cap. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. And that guy, and he'd just go on to the next hot zone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He might be shadowing Harvey Weinstein one week, you know.
Kevin Spacey the next.
He might be the politician, celebrities, like whatever it is. You just stand next to it. Eventually someone goes, who's that guy? Hey, what's tell me you are, Bob?
Introduce yourself.
Please welcome Bill Cosby and guest.
That's right.
Well, his lawyer said there was minimum evidence his client committed the crime, and they intend to have their own DNA test performed. So we'll see if that helps him out at all.
I do like when you have your own whatever, like when you have your own lie detector. Yep. You know, we're going to do our own breathalyzer.
Our own expert.
Get my own expert in here.
Yeah, that's good.
Let me tell you about experts, which I've learned from Garrigus. I just grew up thinking experts were experts. You just pay people to be experts. I know I was a little late to the party here, but you can find an expert in anything.
Right.
Then Mark Garrigus can pay that expert, and then they will just spit out whatever it is you paid them to say. That's how experts work in court.
Yeah. But to us lay people, say in the jury box, they're an expert.
Yes.
So what are we questioning them for?
Well, again, if an expert just wanders into a courthouse and gives his opinion or her opinion, and I did the her thing there. Again, see, that wasn't a sincere use of it. Right. But the him versus, but if they're paid by one side, then they usually.
That should be disclosed.
That should be part of it.
Absolutely.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Well, lawmakers in Hawaii are considering completely banning cigarette sales in the near future, sort of. So here's how they want to do it. Hawaii was the first state to ban the sale of cigarettes to anyone under 21. That was back in 2016. The proposed bill would progressively increase the state minimum age to buy cigarettes to 30 years old next year. Then by 2022, you have to be at least 50. Then
120.
Hold on. By 2024, nobody under the age of 100.
Wow.
Can buy cigarettes, effectively making them prohibited to everybody. The reps who proposed this bill said, quote, the cigarette is considered the deadliest artifact in human history. The cigarette is an unreasonably dangerous and defective defective product, killing half of its long-term users. The proposed measure would not include e-cigarettes. And they also have the highest taxes on cigarettes, $3.20 a pack in Hawaii.
It's weird. I mean, the sort of battle on tobacco is like one of those things where it's like, it's not good. I don't want my kids to smoke. But I don't think we need to like villainize everything, like turn it into something like, you know, plenty of good guys smoked historically. They were fine.
Yeah.
They won a few wars, you know, built a couple bridges. Like it's a thing. I don't want it for my kids. You know, if you smoke, you know, a pack a day, then you die at 60 instead of 80.
Right.
That's kind of how it goes. I don't get where all the there's many things we do that aren't great for us that we engage in anyway, and they're unhealthy behaviors, and we get it. There's plenty of food that's bad for you. There's plenty of booze. There's plenty of everything.
But have you ever gotten hurt from third-hand drinking?
I would say there is a second-hand. I threw up on a guy once from drinking too much, so that was definitely like a second-hand. And I was wearing his sweater.
Oh.
And he was wearing one of his sweaters.
Second
so
squared.
I took both his sweaters out.
Yeah.
He had a red sweater and a blue sweater. And I took them both out. His name was John. Lived up the street from me. So, all right. I just feel like it's fine, but we don't need to just, I don't know. We don't need to declare war on everything all the time. Well, I don't care if people smoke.
But it's like you said. I mean, we've already done such a great job shaming smokers as a society that it's pretty much taking care of itself.
I was at Road Atlanta. Famous Road Atlanta, watched for like a 3-day race there on a weekend once, and I was just watching one guy who smoked, and he'd walk around the big semi truck and kind of look around and squat down. He just didn't want to smoke in amongst the people. He didn't want to deal with it, you know.
Shame.
And he was shame. He was going to be there the whole
shame.
Yeah, he was there the whole weekend, so he wanted to smoke, so he just had to go hide. So we're good.
Yeah.
We're covered.
Everybody calm down, Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the Freeform Channel has ordered. We've been talking a lot about reboots because there's been a lot of.
I love the Freeform Channel. They run Disney movies all the time. I DVR.
Oh, really?
I just got Finding Nemo.
Oh, well.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I'm always wondering, how do you find the DVDs for those?
Those are hard to find. People don't part with those. I record them off TV and keep them on my, you know, DirecTV, DVR, or whatever.
That sounds hard.
Well, and Disney ends up sounding like Helzberg with the diamonds when they used to have those commercials.
Yeah.
It's going back in
That's
the vault
right.
for another 10 years. You better get it now. So those are hard to come by.
That was a strong arm tactic.
But for those of you, we talked about 90210 the other day. There's going to be another reboot that is planned. The Freeform Channel has ordered Party of Five as a reboot to the series. Now, it's going to be a little different. This one, the one-hour drama, will follow the five Acosta children as they navigate daily life struggles to survive as a family after their parents are suddenly deported to Mexico. Sony Picture Television Studios will produce it, and off to the races.
Timely.
Mm. I used to watch that show, Young Jennifer Love Hewitt.
It's just Love.
Oh, it's Love, right. Yeah. She told me to call her Love. Yeah, it's a bunch of good-looking people in a
Indeed.
Victorian house and
Raising themselves.
Yeah, I'm down with that. But they'd be remiss if they didn't come out on Cinco de Mayo, right?
Yeah, that'd be good.
That's when you launch,
very,
right?
Very good point.
What's the network called?
The Freeform Channel.
Freeform.
They're coming up with their new with content now instead of aggregating Disney stuff or whatever.
They're sort of a secondary channel. I'd never heard of them until I just found Finding Nemo one day. Oh my God, it's fantastic.
That's good.
Is it? Do you find it online?
What do you mean?
The Freeform channel.
It's offered next to Disney Channel. Right? I know
it
now because I scroll past those when I look for stuff.
Are there commercials?
Yeah. So you'd have to fast forward through commercials.
Drew
But it's HD.
Doctor, I heard about, the typhus outbreak in Los Angeles that Drew's been screaming about for a while. But now it's on with all the homeless and all the rats running around and all the fleas. And
to Pasadena and to Long Beach.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Well, Drew lives in Pasadena.
That's why he's so angry.
Yeah. Bring Drew in. Drew is supposed to be here a little early.
I have something for Drew
Say
as
hi
well,
to
anyway.
Mark Paul Gosselaar there, Drew. Watch the hand. It's got a hurt shoulder. Easy. Remember, do no harm. Simply Safe.
Oh, thank you, Adam.
I'll tell you about Simply Safe. No one should feel unsafe at home. Period. Fear has no place in your home. Been Simply Safe's mission from day one. Two eyes in there. Simply Safe blankets your home and safety. Round the clock professional monitoring. Make sure police are on the way when you need them. The Verge calls Simply Safe the best home security, and it's Wirecutter's top pick. So protect your home. You do it the way we do it here. You go with Simply Safe. Peel and stick up and under an hour, up and running in under an hour. You go online, order what you need. Batteries last up to 10 years, no drilling, no pulling wires. Protect your home today and get free shipping at simplysafe.com/Adam. So, Drew, I thought of you. I saw this
type of thing. First, I have horrible shoulder problems, right? You've heard me complaining about it forever.
Yes.
looking at you is why I do not get my shoulder evaluated. I'm not going to do it. I'm not even going to get an MRI because it goes to what you're dealing with. I'm not going to let it happen.
And this is his second surgery.
No way. No one's cutting
but
my shoulder.
The one that they did the surgery on the left is amazing. It's a 20-year-old
now. Yeah.
Just saying.
Now.
Kind of
on
that bedside
saying.
Manner.
Yeah, no, thank Mark's you. In pain.
Not making that mistake.
He's earned the nickname the Crying Dutchman.
Wow.
That was good.
Oh, it just looks so miserable.
He is really super duper miserable, and now he's a little more miserable.
Sometimes when you stayed at college, it helps you. It makes you feel better.
Oh, okay. You purged your misery.
Yeah, at least he doesn't have typhus.
Yes. So I thought of you because I saw a news story about typhus in Los Angeles and rats and homeless and fecal matter and all the stuff you were talking about.
For how long have I been talking about it?
It's been over a year,
yes,
I'd say.
Yes, thank you.
And you hear weird little, like I always just call them like tells, like for your city. Like I always say the first time they put razor wire around the freeway sign. Someone should have won. What's going on? Like, what kind of city are we running that we need to turn our freeway signs into like a gulag for letters? You know, reflective letters. You shall stay here. No one will get you. So do that. And then there are little weird things you do. Like you're sitting at a signal and you look at a fire station. And like fire stations are like, you usually see guys out polishing up the rig or cooking chili or the Dalmatian or something. But you see the plaques like child safe zone, like drop your child here. Like don't throw it in the Nile.
Hey, another tell this morning. It rained and the freeways now have potholes.
Oh,
the forget the surface streets. Forget it. You can barely drive on
that's
it.
That's not a sign. That's just us coming unglued.
Yeah.
When you hear stories about the rains are coming, so the LAPD is clearing the Los Angeles River of all the homeless that are bivouacked over. It's like you're here. Like if someone's in the 50s and they're just driving around the 50s, like smoking a pipe, listening, laughing at a Bob Hope joke, and listening to some Bing Crosby or something, and they start talking about like, oh, we got to take the LA River and just clean the humanity. The humanity is gathered.
The syringes.
Yeah, oh, the syringes,
well, those
fecal matter, and there's typhus, and we're put the barbed wire around, and oh, I mean, what's that plaque in front of the fire? Like, they wouldn't know what to make of it, right?
They'd just be shocked.
They'd be shocked.
So the typhus thing, I knew that it was inevitable. Let me say this, inevitable. I'm going to describe something else that's inevitable after I describe what happened. So when I saw the gigantic, literally dumps developing on either side of the homeless encampments – feces, food, debris. And then you look, if you go up, walk up to them, they're alive.
Oy.
There's thousands of rats in every one of them. I thought, oh, we are going to have a problem. The only reason humans live in concentrated environments we call cities is because they manage sanitation and rodents. That's why we live here, can do this. So I thought, wow, typhus is endemic in Southern California. The natural pool, the reservoir, is usually rats. It's called murine typhus where I live, which because the mice had it, possums have it, raccoons have it, and so a few cases develop every year in the summertime. My son had it. It's horrible. It's a terrible illness, and I thought, oh well, we're going to have a major outbreak of typhus. Well, last summer it kicked in. It kicked in, and then now it's continued to escalate. Although the government says, oh, it's no big deal, nothing. It's just a little typhus.
A touch of typhus.
I'll tell you what, here's the tell in terms of the outbreak for me. Aside from the fact there's been a massive outbreak, ridiculous. It's a dangerous illness. They're even saying, oh, totally treatable with antibiotics. People die of typhus. Make no mistake about it. It's a horrible illness.
Especially people who don't get treated, like homeless people who aren't availing themselves of treatment.
But I'll tell you my tell. It's usually an illness that's up in the foothills by Pasadena. That's why we have it up there. Never seen it cross the 405. Mm-hmm. Major outbreak in Long Beach.
It's like that bobcat.
That's right. It was a cougar.
Whatever. Is a bobcat and a cougar the same thing?
No.
One likes younger tigers.
Show pictures. We have bobcats in our bag. You have bobcats in your yard, I'm sure.
I don't know. I'm scared of my dog.
Anyway, here's the problem. I don't hear about it. Let me finish this.
Mountain lion.
So they've done nothing. Yes. The outbreak is accelerating.
Yes.
Now, the way typhus works, it's in the rats. It gets on the fleas. The fleas and the rats go out into the community. The fleas get on our pets, and that's how we get it. So there's a vector. It's rat and flea. which is yeah. why I knew it would spread all over the place, because you have a vector. It's not human to human.
Can't you just talk shit about Mark's shoulder?
Hold on.
I want to leave.
Mark, I open with that.
Go.
Mark's moved with the family.
But wait, I'm getting to the good part. So here,
going back to Atlanta.
So there's, just like when you don't vaccinate, viral epidemics are inevitable in concentrated populations. When you don't control the rat populations, the bacteria that live on the rats get into the human population. Typhus is first because that's endemic in our area. But there's another bacteria that lives in these rats. It's more contagious. Three cases just came up in Wyoming. It's making our way to us. It's called called Yersinia pestis. Mm-hmm. It is inevitable that we have an Yersinia outbreak as well. As the population of rats reaches a critical level, the Yersinia breaks out into the human population. You may have heard of Yersinia. The more common name for it is bubonic plague.
Oh,
it's inevitable.
I gotta say, there's no such thing as just piles of humanity living on top of each other and defecating in the street.
With
without God or Allah or nature just saying, okay, we're going to have to thin the herd like a little here.
Isn't that how the Enlightenment period came after the Dark Ages? Because half the population of the world died off and people had room to start.
Yeah, but they got control. Since that time, there was a general acknowledgement that, we can't have concentrated human population with rodents. Oh, no problem now. We're modern now. It's no problem. we don't need vaccinations because these things don't hurt us. You don't understand. They don't bother us. Look, this all is inevitable, and our government is failing. It's a failure of civilization. Mm. It's a fundamental failure of civilization. I am personally beside myself. I've been screaming about it. Adam's heard me screaming about it for a year on the Adam and Drew Show, and we're in it now. Somebody do something.
Are there any other first world nations that are dealing with this?
No.
Awesome.
No other country allows this to happen because they treat their mentally ill. We refuse to do that.
Yeah. Stepping back and going, just let people do what they got to do, and we'll be somehow, that's an evolved stance on things, is not evolved any more than your kid wanting to drive at 9 and smoke a doobie behind the wheel. Like it's not, there needs to be
irresponsible.
There's a kind of to me, the gestalt is a sort of breakdown of authority. Like nobody wants to be the man. Like no one wants to go, hey, I'm in charge. I know it. I'm trained. This is my job. There shall not be this. This is what I'm paid to do. No more of this. It's like there's the bigger kind of picture. If you just sort of get out of this sort of particulars and you get into just a big, broader sort of macro of the whole thing, it's like nobody wants to tell anybody what to do or lay down the law or go here. Not in my city.
Right.
I run it because no one wants to be called cruel.
It's worse than that. I think the 60s and 70s, you and I lived through this. It was about don't trust adults. Cast off. Anybody over 35, you can't trust them.
You're the man.
Yeah, they're the man. Well, now you're the man and you don't want to be the man. You don't want to be an adult.
Right.
Adults behave a certain way and we can't be. That's not cool. So we don't manage our colleges. We let kids do whatever the hell they want, right? They're in charge. They know the answer to everything. They're the repository of great wisdom. And we don't manage our cities because, hey, man, it's modern times. These are noble homeless people making a choice to live on the street with the rats.
The main thing, I think, political expediency. I think if you're the kind of hard line – not hard line, but let's just say you're Bill Belichick and you just go, I'm not – you show up late to 3-team meetings, your ass is cut. And that's why he wins. But then there's a picture of some poor guy walking out of the locker room and Bill Belichick standing at the door. And then they go, bully Bill Belichick. And then no one wants to be that guy. No one wants to be the guy who goes, hey, this is a city. You don't sleep on the sidewalk. We get you up off the sidewalk. We have rules here.
But it's the opposite of compassion. It's the opposite of compassion.
Well, yes.
It's not helping. These people are languishing and dying. And they're getting these infectious diseases before anybody. And they're ill to begin with. It's unthinkable that we allow them to be like this.
I agree. Thank God for Tommy John. I'm wearing my Tommy John's right now.
Your shoulder would feel better if you wore Tommy John's.
It really would. It'd heal you from the waist up. Valentine's Day, man.
I have a pair.
they're good.
I was wearing them today.
Come on now.
They are the best. Drew, you check. He's medically authorized to check what kind of underwear you're wearing. Redefining comfort for men and women with luxurious, soft, feather-light, moisture-wicking underwear that moves with you. No pinching, no bunching, no riding up. Still looking for a good Valentine's gift? You can get one for her. You can get one for him. They have matching his and her sets. And last year, the limited edition stuff sold out in less than a week. So let's not hesitate. Best pair you'll ever wear, or it's free, guaranteed. Tommy John, no adjustment needed. Tommy John, I'm wearing mine now. Just the best. Right, Dawson?
Shop limited edition Valentine's Day gift sets and get 20% off your first order at TommyJohn.com/Adam. That's TommyJohn.com/Adam for 20% off only at TommyJohn.com. TommyJohn.com.
Hey, check this out.
Yes.
I'm wearing Tommy John right now.
Let's see.
There you go.
Oh, easy. I see the women's stuff.
Dives over the console.
Burgundy, they're super comfortable.
Yeah, we. I think we now have a homeless czar. I can't stand it.
So I've been getting politically active. I'm working with a state senator to try to expand gravely disabled, so you can include in gravely disabled inability to house yourself. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to get a conservatorship expansion so people who are really out of it can be conservatored and treated. Catherine Barger, the city LA County supervisor, has made a coalition, my God, with the ACLU, and God bless them. I don't care if it's Beelzebub we're getting into bed with. We got to solve this problem. And so I'm delighted to welcome them into the boat and into the boat of solutions. And so it's starting to change.
There's this thing where it's called homelessness. So every time I see some expert or somebody speaking out from the mayor's office or whatever, they go, it's the lack of low-cost housing.
They can't do it anymore. It's over. That rhetoric, they're insane. People are laughing when they say that.
But it's like saying, this guy's a criminal who commits armed robbery. If we just give him his own cash register, he wouldn't have to go to the 7-Eleven. And it's like, no, he's criminal. He's a criminal. He's a criminal. Yeah, but he just wants – we need more cash registers. We need low-cost cash registers. We bring them to the criminals, and then they wouldn't have to go to the 7-Eleven.
Problem solved.
Jesus Christ, are you guys – they are – I don't know if they're lying or stupid or retarded or what's going on.
People are blinded by ideology, for one thing. They get this point of view, and it's like they can't get out of it. They're just not looking at reality.
But it's such radical denial, because I've said this on the show before – Homeless people were referred to on the news as urban campers.
Oh, my
I
God.
Heard it.
Give me a
so when you just relabel it, all of a sudden the problem goes away.
Somebody I was talking to, Adam, also check this out. They're beginning to talk about the problem with dumping on the sides of the street, and somebody came up with an idea: have a free day at the dump.
What?
Can you imagine?
Free dump day. I'm making snow angels with my kids
in the dump. Strangely.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they're starting to talk about why there's sofas on the side of the road.
Toilet.
If you go behind this studio 40 feet, you see box springs, pallets, sofas, and it's getting tagged now too. Yes, but let's, you know, these are the same asswipes who said, well, we should give out free condoms at the gay bars and give out free syringes to junkies so we don't spread. Okay, good. There's a problem, and you went, how do we do this? And you came up with a fishbowl full of condoms. That's the mattress that's behind the studio. All I'm saying is
that's meant for you, Adam.
Use that same thinking hat toward dumping stuff in the street. Have a free day at the dump and encourage people to go out to the dump.
Are you done with me? Speaking of dumping?
No, wait. Can he stay for one more?
All right, one more.
All right. Make it fast so we don't end on such a depressing topic.
Everybody listen to the Adam and Dr. Drew show.
Yes. Right. An outbreak of measles in Southwest Wasari.
Oh, here we go.
Growing worse by the day. The number of cases soaring to 50 as of Monday, according to state health officials. Well, yeah. And also, different populations, though, because there's a similar outbreak among Orthodox Jews in New York State because the kids aren't vaccinated.
So I'm thinking, remember I said viral outbreaks are inevitable in concentrated populations of humans, even when there are vaccines, when the population is not fully vaccinated. So it's inevitable, and here it comes. I'm beginning to think we all should get our measles titers checked to make sure we're adequately covered, and if not, get revaccinated. Because your titers, your immune titers tend to drop with time. You should really check
it
out.
So if you get it at birth as a booster shot, that's not going to hold
up. There were different vaccines at different times. People born before a certain point, like I think before 65, may have an issue. And all of us probably should get our titers checked if we're having any contact.
Can we do that on a very special Adam and Drew show?
I'll do it.
How do we do it?
It's just blood draw. Simple.
All right.
How are you with crying?
I'm
not great at cleaning.
You won't even feel it.
Oh, sweet.
Do you need a vial of blood or like a finger pinprick?
No, a vial of blood. And it might be a little costly, too. That's what I'll look into it.
Look into it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks, Jenny McCarthy.
No, what I'm saying is I just don't know to have widespread titers checks may get a little expensive. I don't know. I'll look into it.
Can someone just, next time you see Jenny McCarthy, go, hey, I just had a question. Tell us what you're thinking about so we know exactly what not to do in the next 10 years. What are your thoughts?
She might take that the wrong way, but I'm willing to take the chance.
But for humanity?
Mark,
you know what I mean?
You must know her. Can you ask her those questions?
No, I don't. And I would ask her that question if I did know her.
I mean, there are guys like Drew that are board certified and whatnot, but she was in Playboy.
Yeah,
we should listen to her. That's why we should listen to her. She's got fake tits. Yep. We should definitely listen to her, especially when she's talking about medicine and science. Talking about.
I'm sorry, but was Dr. Drew on Singled Out?
I don't think so.
I don't either.
He knows Chris Hardwick, but they're not close. Oh, they are close. All right. Well, that's a tie. All right. Let me tell you about Geico. Everyone's got the to-do list. How about you save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance? And you don't have to go anywhere. Just go to geico.com. 15 minutes, you could be saving 15% or more on your auto insurance. Take that extra money. Put it in your pocket, man. It'll be the best thing you do all day. You need insurance and you want to save money? Good. Go over to your computer. Go to geico.com. Spend a couple minutes and see just how much you could be saving at geico.com. Diamond Dallas Page and Joe Coy in studio tomorrow.
Together again for the first time.
Together again. Mark Paul Gosselaar, The Passage. Congratulations. Mondays, 9 p.m. on Fox. Check that out. You want to shoot him a tweet and do it at MPG. Oh, Miles Perkins. I love that.
Yeah, how many car companies came after you for that handle?
Begging.
They haven't.
Really?
Let's put it out there. Yeah. It's for sale, guys. It's for sale.
Do it. All right. Live shows everywhere. If you want to go see the premiere of my stand-up special, Not Taco Bell Material, you can see it playing in 20 cities, including Burbank out here. Get your tickets at TUGG.com. You get enough people, they'll come to town near you. Ball Bryan's got his socks there. Go to AdamCarolla.com and get that before they all dry up. Check out Road Hard, my movie, on Tubi, TUBI.com. Until next time. Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew, Mark Paul Gosselaar, and Gina Grad. And Paul Bryan, say it. Mahalo.
If you can't love yourself, how the hell are you going to love somebody else? Can I get an amen?
Follow the Adam Carolla Show on Twitter at Adam Carolla Show. Follow Ace on Twitter at Adam Carolla. Leave us a voicemail, please, at 888-634-1744. And for tickets and info on all the live podcasts, the Mangary events, books, movies, and more, like Adam Carolla is Unprepared, Friday night in Connecticut, Saturday night in Boston, go to AdamCarolla.com and stay tuned for AP News.